This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I rolled the dice this weekend. People shopped at Target using my credit card. I know, but I figured now's probably one of the safest times, right? One of the reasons it was so easy for the bad guys to steal all those credit card numbers last week is right on the back of the cards themselves. Take a look, and what you'll likely see is a magnetic strip with all of your data on it, even though a good chunk of the developed world now uses much safer cards with embedded chips. Sally Herships explains why the U.S. is stuck with the strip.
The magnetic strip technology we use was invented over 40 years ago, which in tech years makes it practically prehistoric and vulnerable. Fraud costs merchants and banks billions a year.
I think 80 countries use these chip and PIN or EMV technologies. It's really cut their fraud in half.
Chris Weissopel is co-founder of VeraCode. It provides security for companies that process credit card transactions. So why aren't we using the new technology, like EMV cards, cards embedded with chips? Retailers and credit card processors are arguing. Mallory Duncan is with the National Retail Federation.
We don't want to spend a fortune to do a half-good solution.
There are different options for new cards, chips and PIN numbers, or chips and signatures. Duncan says retailers want chips and PIN numbers, which he says is the safer choice. But he says the financial services industry is holding out for the solution that will make it more money, chips and signatures. Jason Oxman is CEO of the Electronic Transactions Association.
So the idea that there's some economic incentive for card networks to delay the move to EMV simply doesn't make any sense.
Oxman says there is a plan in place for updating our credit cards. He says you can expect to see new cards a couple of years from now, although the specifics aren't yet clear. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.